Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hello there. Today is Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. That's right. We are halfway through October. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
And we're so happy you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. This week's virtue says we practice using our gifts and talents with diligence and purpose.
And do you know what today is? Yep. Today is Old Testament Tuesday. Each Tuesday, we read stories from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrate that week's biblical family virtue. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about Him. And when we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. So let's get into God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
God gave Noah a special mission that required a lot of hard work and diligence. The world had become full of sin, and God decided to start over. But He chose Noah and his family to be saved because Noah loved and obeyed God. Noah didn't have to wait for God's rescue, but he did have to work diligently and use the skills God gave him to build something very important, a giant ark. This story reminds us that when God gives us a task, we need to work hard and use our talents for His glory, just like Noah did.
A long time ago, people on earth were behaving badly. The world was full of violence and sin, and God was not happy about it. But there was one man who still obeyed God, and his name was Noah. Noah lived his life in a way that honored God. So God decided to save Noah and his family from a great flood He was going to send to cleanse the earth.
God told Noah, "I'm going to flood the earth and wipe away all the bad things, but I want you and your family to be safe. So I'm giving you a special job. You must build an ark, an enormous boat, to keep everyone safe." God didn't just give Noah the idea, He gave him very specific instructions. God said, "The ark should be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. It should have three levels, a door on the side, and a roof. You will also need to cover it with pitch inside and out to make it waterproof."
Noah listened very carefully. He knew that this task wasn't going to be an easy one, but he trusted God. Day after day for around 75 years. Noah worked hard on the ark, using the skills that God gave him. He was diligent, which means he put effort and stayed focused until the job was done. And can you imagine how big that ark must have been? Noah didn't give up. Him and his family kept building until the ark was ready. And Noah's diligence was key to saving lives.
Then God told Noah to gather two of every kind of animal, one male and one female, to keep them safe. Noah also needed to store enough food for his family and the animals. He did everything exactly as God commanded. Noah worked faithfully, using all the skills and strength God had given him.
After Noah was finished with the ark, God said,
In seven days, I will send rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Noah trusted in God's plan, and he and his family, along with all the animals, entered the ark. And once they were all inside, God Himself closed the door of the ark, sealing them in safely.
Soon, the rain began to fall. The waters rose higher and higher until the whole earth was covered. The ark floated on the waters, keeping Noah, his family, and all the animals safe. For 40 days and 40 nights, the rain poured down, but Noah's hard work paid off. Because he used the skills and remained diligent in following God's plan, he and his family were protected.
Noah's story shows us how important it is to be diligent when God gives us a task. Noah didn't stop working until the ark was complete, and his hard work helped save his family and all the animals. God gives each of us special gifts and talents, and He wants us to use them for His purposes. Just like Noah, we should be diligent to use our skills to do things that honor God. When we work hard for the Lord, we can trust that He will take care of us, just as He took care of Noah. Let's pray. God, thank you for saving Noah and for providing a way for his family to be saved from the flood. You gave him a big task and he worked hard for a long time to complete the job. Help us to have the diligence of Noah, following your leading right away. Help us not to put off what you've called us to do. We want to show ourselves approved through our diligence. In Jesus' name,
amen. Remember, whatever God asks of you, whether it's being kind, helping others, or doing your best in everything you do, use your talents with diligence, and God will bless your efforts. Don't forget to tell your mom or dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue.
We're so glad you joined us in the Old Testament today. Until next time.